Allow me to begin my explanation. First is the overview of the performance in the fiscal year ended March 31, 2013. In the fiscal year ended March 2013, sales and income exceeded the results of the previous fiscal year, as well as the projections announced on February 6th at the third quarter results briefing. The business slowed down as the expected sales were not achieved in all markets during the high demand season of Q3. We had projected a decline in income due to this slowdown, as well as the revised Q4 sales figures and the production adjustments that were conducted. However, sales and income increased both year-on-year and against the previous projections because of the foreign exchange effect in Q4 and the reduction of SG&A expenses. These are the results. Net sales were 366.9 billion yen. Operating income was 9.2 billion yen. Ordinary income was 8.6 billion yen. And net income was 4.1 billion yen. We managed to secure a positive bottom line. The exchange rates applied, as shown at the bottom, were 83 yen to the dollar and 107 yen to the euro for net sales, and 82 yen and 103 yen respectively for operating income. This slide shows net sales and operating income and loss by business segment. Net sales increased year-on-year as sales increased in all of the segments except the electronic devices segment that saw a decrease in sales. We were able to post operating income of 9.2 billion yen as the musical instruments segment exceeded the previous projections greatly. The domestic business structural reform that we announced last summer is being implemented. In the fiscal year ended March 2013, expenses shown here were recorded as structural reform expenses. The total expense for domestic business structural reform amounted to 3.1 billion yen. On the right-hand side, you can see the savings to be generated by this structural reform in the fiscal year ending March 2014, which are expected to total 2.5 billion yen. This projection doesn't include the cost savings from the spin-off of the domestic production divisions yet. This is the operating income analysis for the full year, showing the factors behind the increase from 8.1 billion yen to 9.2 billion yen. First, there were negative factors of impact of exchange rates, 3 billion, and increase in actual SG&A, 1.4 billion. Against these, positive factors were decreases in material cost and in retirement benefit obligation, effects of structural reform, and the biggest factor worth 3.1 billion was increase in sales and increase in prices through our efforts to do price hikes wherever possible. Looking at the comparison versus the previous projections, the major factor was the cost-cutting measures, as mentioned earlier. I will briefly explain the performance by business segment, focusing mainly on full-year results. In the musical instruments segment, sales were below expectations in the high demand season, but the actual sales increased year-on-year. Meanwhile, production adjustments were conducted in Q3 and Q4 in response to the sluggish sales. As a result, net sales were 272.7 billion yen, and operating income was 8.1 billion yen, both exceeding last year's results. This slide shows sales by region. The business in Japan faced difficulties, and the actual result was 98% against the previous year. North America grew 4%. Europe grew 3%. And China grew 12%. Other regions encountered tough situations, and the growth was limited to 3%. Looking at sales by product category, sales of pianos were almost flat at 99%. Sales of digital musical instruments grew 4%. PA equipment sales achieved 8% growth due to factors including the new large product launch in digital mixers. Wind instrument sales were almost flat. String and percussion instruments grew 3%, driven by sales of acoustic guitars and guitar amplifiers. Next, this is the performance of AV IT segment. In the full year, net sales increased year-on-year to 55.4 billion yen, while operating income stayed flat at 2.9 billion yen. In the electronic devices segment, net sales struggled and resulted in a significant decline from the previous year. As we have announced previously, we have been taking numerous actions for structural reform. As part of this reform, we have taken an initiative to reduce fixed costs at the Kagoshima production subsidiary. As a result, operating loss was 2 billion yen, which improved by 900 million yen from the previous year. The performance in others segment consists of various factors. The automobile interior wood components business resulted in robust sales as it was able to smoothly respond to customers' model changes in Q1. Golf product sales declined year-on-year due to sluggish sales in overseas markets, mainly in Korea, and also due to product issues in Japan. The resort business was able to gain some results from measures taken during the off-season in the second half. The factory automation business saw a recovery in orders. As a result, net sales of the segment increased year-on-year to 23.8 billion yen, and operating income was 300 million yen. Up to this point, I have explained the results of the fiscal year ended March 2013. I will now talk about the business environment and the performance forecast of the fiscal year ending March 2014. Firstly, our perception of the business environment is as follows. The U.S. economy will continue its recovery trend. In Europe, the uncertainties will continue due to fiscal issues, and the economy will be sluggish. The Chinese economy will continue to grow steadily, albeit at a slower pace. We also expect that the emerging markets will expand steadily, even with the impact of sluggish economy in Europe. Next, I will talk about the performance forecast. Sales and income are projected to increase year-on-year. In addition to the positive effects from domestic business structural reform, favorable exchange rates are also expected to boost income. We expect growth in product categories of digital keyboard instruments and PA equipment, and growth in the three markets of North America, China, and other regions. Starting from this fiscal year, we will change the segment composition in our disclosure. This change is explained in the box at the bottom of this slide. PA equipment will be moved from the musical instruments segment to the AVIT segment from this term. The former musical instruments segment minus PA equipment is the new musical instruments segment, and the former AVIT segment plus PA equipment is the new segment that has been renamed the audio equipment segment. This is the performance forecast. Net sales of 390 billion yen, operating income of 18 billion yen, operating income ratio of 4.6%, ordinary income of 16.5 billion yen, and net income of 13.5 billion yen are projected. The assumptions for exchange rates are 85 yen to the dollar and 115 yen to the euro. This is the performance forecast by segment. We aim to increase net sales in all of the segments. As written at the bottom, the positive impact of exchange rates against the previous year is expected to be 9.6 billion yen in total, 6.1 billion for musical instruments, 3.5 billion for audio equipment, and also a small impact of 100 million for electronic devices. Operating income is projected to almost double in total. The segments for the fiscal year ended March 2013 are shown in the aforementioned new segments. The former musical instruments segment minus PA is the new musical instruments segment. Therefore, the 4.6 billion yen shown here is the actual result of the former AVIT segment plus PA. We aim to increase operating income in all of the segments. At the bottom, the impact of exchange rates is shown. 6.3 billion yen in total, 4.3 billion for musical instruments, and 2 billion for audio equipment. The graph at the top shows sales analysis. Increase in actual sales is forecasted to be 12.7 billion yen. There are also the aforementioned impact of exchange rates and the new consolidation as factors to increase sales. The graph at the bottom shows analysis of the operating income, which is forecasted to increase from 9.2 billion yen to 18 billion yen. The negative factors are increase in manufacturing costs, including labor costs, 2.7 billion, and increase in actual SG&A, 3 billion. On the other hand, there are positive factors of the aforementioned impact of exchange rates, 6.3 billion yen, effect of structural reform, 2.5 billion, improvement in manufacturing cost, 2.6 billion, and increase in actual sales and production, 3.1 billion. The following are projections by segment. As already mentioned, the musical instruments segment is the former musical instruments minus PA. Sales and income are expected to increase year on year. By region, sales are forecasted to increase in China and emerging markets, as explained earlier. Sales are predicted to grow primarily in digital keyboard instruments, as well as in wind instruments and string and percussion instruments. Domestic business structural reform will generate profit increase. We forecast net sales of 246.5 billion yen and operating income of 12 billion yen. This slide shows sales projection by region. As for the Japanese market, we are not projecting growth, and net sales are projected to be almost flat at 106.5 billion yen. North America is expected to grow 4%, and Europe will be almost flat with a small growth of 1%. China is expected to grow 12%. Other regions, or emerging markets, are projected to grow 6% in total. Next is sales projection by product category. As already mentioned, digital musical instruments will be the central driver for growth. A total growth of 5% is projected for digital musical instruments, mainly in digital keyboard instruments. Piano sales will grow 3%, primarily driven by the growth in China. Wind instrument sales will grow 3%. String and percussion instrument sales will grow 4%. The pie chart on the right shows Yamaha's musical instrument sales by region. In the current fiscal year, the portions of China and other regions will increase and reach 35%. Next is the audio equipment segment, which is the former AVIT plus PA. Sales and income are expected to rise year on year. We are projecting a decline in karaoke equipment sales as the effects of model changes will fade. PA equipment sales are projected to increase as products for new business fields will be released. Router sales are forecasted to increase as the inventory adjustment has been completed and the products will be expanded to other fields. Net sales are projected to be 99.5 billion yen, while operating income is projected to be 5.5 billion yen, since there will be some upfront product development expenses in PA equipment and routers for the enhancement of competitiveness. In the electronic devices segment, we forecast net sales to be 19 billion yen and operating income to be plus zero. The scenario is to increase net sales year on year and to turn to profitability, including the effect from the business structural reform. Fixed costs at the Kagoshima factory will be reduced through the early retirement program. Many production items are being shifted to outsourcing, leading to cost reduction. investment in the geomagnetic sensor production will generate a cost reduction effect. We are working to expand the share and adoption of graphics controllers for amusement equipment. In addition, sales increase from the new codec products is incorporated, resulting in net sales projection of 19 billion yen. In the others segment, net sales will increase to 25 billion yen and operating income will increase slightly to 500 million yen year on year. Sales of automobile interior wood components are expected to decline as the effect of new models will diminish. Golf product sales are forecasted to recover to the level of the fiscal year ended March 2012. Result sales and factory automation equipment sales are both expected to increase. This slide shows projections of CapEx, depreciation, and R&D expenses. For this fiscal year, 15.4 billion yen of CapEx and 13.5 billion yen of depreciation expenses are forecasted. These figures are higher than the trend of past several years. CapEx is primarily related to new product development, and there is no plan of spending large CapEx on a single investment project. R&D expenses are projected to be at the usual level at 23.2 billion yen. This slide shows projections of inventories. We have been working on reducing inventories. As of the end of March 2013, total inventories were 82 billion yen, up by 4.9 billion yen from the end of the previous fiscal year. Overseas inventories after currency translation were inflated by 6.2 billion yen due to weaker yen. Excluding this impact of exchange rates, the actual inventories decreased by 1.3 billion yen. Inventories were 4.9 billion yen higher than the previous projections. Excluding 4.9 billion yen impact of exchange rates, the actual inventories were in line with the previous projections. We will manage inventories even more tightly in order to get to the projected 76 billion yen at the end of the current fiscal year. This is the balance sheet summary. Total assets were 390.6 billion yen as of the end of March 2013. In net assets, there was a rise in the balance of valuation difference on available for sale securities, as well as the recording of net income. As a result, total assets were 390.6 billion yen and are expected to be almost flat at the end of this fiscal year. Lastly, this slide is on return to shareholders. For the fiscal year ended March 2013, the interim dividend was 5 yen and the annual dividend is 10 yen. For the fiscal year ending March 2014, we are planning to pay an annual dividend of 15 yen, of which the interim dividend will be 7.5 yen. This concludes my explanation about the plans on the current fiscal year. Thank you very much for your kind attention.